Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Joseph. I'm the floor supervisor in the fraud department. Good afternoon. How can I help you today?
Yes. Hi, how are you? My name is Goran Krisorowski. You guys were supposed to send me a refund like 2.5 months ago. And then I keep on calling. 2.5 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, they said, please be patient on there. It should be coming through email. And I've checked emails, I've checked everything else, and still no check. I was wondering, why can't you guys just send it through the mail to me or put it directly onto my credit card?
Okay. I will be happy to assist you, sir, but I will need to pull up the account.
Okay. Go ahead.
Can I have the, if you don't mind, can you please provide me with the last, the first zip, the zip code and first and last name? I apologize.
The address you want?
No, the first and last name and the zip code on the account, please.
First and last what? I'm sorry?
First and last name and the zip code.
Goran Krisorowski. And the zip code is 46307. That's first name Goran, last name Krusarowski.
Okay. Thank you. So I've gone ahead. I've gone ahead and pulled up an account with that name and zip code. Do you mind providing me with the shipping address that's associated with the account, please?
1625 Blue Heron Court, Crown Point, Indiana, 46307.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Give me just a moment while I go ahead and review this account and see what's going on for you.
Okay, thank you.
I'm sorry, I'm waiting for the system to load that. I apologize. Thank you for your patience.
No problem. I'd just like the issue to be resolved. It's already been 2.5 months, if not, you know.
Okay, I'm reviewing the account right now. Give me just a moment. Thank you for your patience. I'm sorry, I'm just reading through all the notes right now to get caught up with what's going on. Thank you for your patience.
No problem.
I'm still here. Please stay in the line.
Okay.
I'm still here. Please stay on the line.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I have to go through all different notes to see what's been done and what's all going on. Thank you for your patience.
Okay. Go ahead.
I'm still here. I'm just looking into everything because okay. I'm seeing there is an electronic refund done. So I'm trying to see why there would be recent back out.
Refund. I don't know. I never received it.
Yes. Give me just a moment. I'm reading over everything with the notes and everything. I did want to ask, though, what were the exact month you were requesting that refund for that was supposed to be sent out in the e-check?
The very first one in June or something? Or
did you receive the electronic refunds back to the account for August and for July?
Yes,
sir?
I did. Those oh, yes, okay. Those got transferred to my thing. They were deducted on my credit card. And I said this one, and they said the first one is going to be sent through email to me, and I've
first
checked all my emails.
You meant for June, correct? Is that the month you were
yes.
referring to? Okay. Give me just a moment. Okay. That's it. Okay. So this is as of November the 7th, I see the e-check was initially request was done back on the 9/28. You had requested that refund. It was submitted by the agent you spoke with that day. And then they told you to wait anywhere from 5 to 10 business days. You called again back on the 4th of October, letting them know you have not received the e-check. And they advised
right.
you again to wait the 5 to 10 business days.
Absolutely.
Because it had not been
and
the full
time
frame. You waited again.
Right.
And called back on the 13th. And they were, again, the agent you spoke with that day looked into it. And
right.
They
please
went ahead and
it
resubmitted it to be issued to you that day since you hadn't received it, and to give it another 7 to 10 business days. And then you called in again on the 7th of November, let them know you still hadn't received the e-check.
Right. And I know you guys are tired of me calling, and I'm getting tired of calling myself, you know?
Yes. So they advised you to wait 7 additional days. So let me see
right.
what's going on with that. Did they ever tell you why they were sending it out in the e-check when you spoke with the first agent?
No, they said that's just the way they do it. And I said, well, the other two were refunded back to my credit card. Why can't you guys refund these to my credit card? Well, we can't do that they have to issue you, you know, an e-check. I said, by this time, I would have got it by snail mail, you know, by regular mail. I would have got it.
Yeah, so,
you know.
Yeah, I understand. Let me see what I can do about that. I'm looking into that right now, see what we can do about that, since you haven't received the email yet for that e-check. Give me just a moment. I'm here, sir. I'm so sorry. I'm still here. I'm just trying to get that
I don't understand
refund issued for you. I reached out to my supervisor to see if they can look into that right now. Why, you know, what's the best option to get that refund issued to you since you're not getting the e-checks. The email we have on file, again, and I'm just going to confirm that was the KRUSARONE@gmail.com. That's the email it was sent to. Okay, and you checked junk and spam mail as well?
Yes, I checked them all.
I know, I'm just asking. I have to. I understand. I just have to make sure.
I was wondering why can't I, like I got the other, why can't they just refund it back to my credit card?
Again, I didn't see anything in the notes saying exactly why the e-check was sent out other than you were requesting it. And that's. It didn't specify why it was sent out on e-check and why it wasn't just refunded. So I'm, again, speaking with my supervisor, and they're looking into it so we can see exactly what we can do since the e-check has been submitted multiple times. I'm looking into that option right now for you. But, again, I because of the situation and how many times it's been submitted already regarding an e-check, I'm seeing if that is an option at this point. So just give me a few more moments. I'm sorry about the wait. I just want to make sure we get this handled today on this call. That way you can get your money back since you were supposed to be issued that in an e-check. Thank you for your patience.
No problem.
I'm still here, sir. They're looking over it as well. They see over your account, see what we can do. Options about that refund that's supposed to be sent out to you in that e-check, and it hasn't been received. Again, I truly do apologize about that, sir.
No need to apologize. I just like to get resolved.
No, I understand. No worries, sir. And that's what I'm trying to get you today. getting a second pair of eyes so they can see what's going on. I'm still here. Thank you for your patience, sir. They're looking at it right now. I'm sorry, sir.
Okay.
This is the first time I've seen that happen, because usually when it gets sent out in the e-check, it's received within 30 days. Sometimes it does that full 7 to 10 business days just for it to be processed.
Right. Like I said, and I just didn't want to keep on calling, and calling and everything else. I just can't figure why it can't, they told me that was the best option. I just don't understand. Hey, just put it back on my credit card.
They're looking over that right now. I appreciate your patience.
No, thank you.
I'm sorry you have to wait on the call so long, though. I appreciate your patience.
It's been well over 4 months.
It should have been back, even if it was sent out in the e-check. And that's where, that's why I'm having my supervisor look over it as well, just to see if there's something I'm possibly missing and not seeing. Because I don't see why it should have not been received by now. My policy, two eyes are always better than one. Two set of eyes are always better. Usually I have no issues with finding things, but I'm not finding the reason why it's not going through. I went through all the system notes, agent notes.
Confirmation email, when you guys refunded it to my credit card, I got a confirmation email and everything else. And I even talked to other people. I said, why don't I even get a confirmation email that it's being sent?
There's supposed to be a confirmation email that the e-check has been issued.
Right,
you should
absolutely.
Receive it within business.
Any of that stuff.
Yeah. And that's why I'm having them look over it for us as well to make sure I'm not missing anything in the system or agent notes.
Do you guys see anything on your end that it was issued?
I see it was issued. So I don't see why it's not being, you're not receiving it. I don't know what's going on with that. So that's why I'm trying to see if there's an option, if we can, another option to get you your refund for you. So they're looking into that right now. I'm still here, sir. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm gonna go ahead and I just spoke with them. They just notified me. I'm gonna go ahead and reissue the e-check, and then they went ahead and asked. I'm trying to let you finish.
Another e-check or something?
That is the only thing I can do today. But I'm trying to let you know they went ahead and notified the corporate office as well. That way it's on both ends so that they can make sure it goes through this time for you.
Okay. Do you have a confirmation for me or anything?
I haven't reissued the e-check. Give me a moment while I do that for you, okay? Give me just a few moments, sir, for you. I didn't want to issue anything till I was sure we had a good scenario for you to get it handled, okay? I apologize about the wait. Give me just a few moments longer. I'm still here. I'm just working on resubmitting that e-check for you, sir. Request. Thank you for your patience. I'm still here. I'm just working on the form for the e-check. Thank you for your patience.
Okay.
The email I read you back, that's still a good email, correct, sir?
Yes, KRUSARONE@gmail.com.
Okay, just wanted to confirm. Yep, that's what we have. And then can you give me the phone number that's best to reach you at, please?
219-671-7314.
Okay. Same number you're calling on today, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry, I just want to make sure the correct information is being...
Oh, no. Go ahead. I'd like to get this resolved. I appreciate your time.
You're welcome, and I appreciate your patience. Wow. get this resolved. Okay, I've submitted it over for an e-check to be resent out, and it's been also submitted to corporate to make sure that there's no issues with this e-check being sent out as well.
Okay, so do you have a confirmation?
Got it from both. It will take anywhere from, again, 7 to 10 business days. You should receive a confirmation email regarding the refund, as well as you should receive the e-check within that 7 to 10 business days, as well as corporate's going to be reaching out in that time frame to check in on and let you know the status of that.
What would it be under again?
Yes, sir. It's going to be coming from, one second. It's on the email list, but I have to pull up the email we sent out from. Sorry, I'm have to look on our list. One second. Okay, so the email that is going to be coming from is app@echecks.com. That's the email that it's going to be sent from.
Check.
No, that's app. E-C. The word app, @echeck.com.
At, A-T.
The at sign.
E-check. Oh, the
so
at
A-P-P,
sign.
The at sign.
E-C-H-E-C-H-E-C-K-S-S.
Mm-hmm. And then .com. And remember to put the at sign between the app and the e-checks, okay?
Okay, that's app@echecks.com.
Yes, and the at sign sits in the middle between the app and the e-checks. Make sure you put the at sign. That's important, too. Okay.
Well, I'm not going to. That's what I'm looking at, right? I should be getting an email. I'm not going to be sending email. I should be getting it, right?
Yes, but I'm saying you want to, if you're trying to search it in your internet, you want to make sure you have the email address correct. That's the email it's going to be coming from.
Okay. So it'd be coming from
APP.
At checks.com.
Yes, and it's not the word at, it's the at symbol.
The symbol.
Yep.
Right. APP@checks.com.
At echecks, echecks.com.
Okay. Echecks.com.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Okay, sir. If for some reason it is not received within that 7 to 10 business days, or you do not hear anything regarding that in the confirmation email or from corporate, please do give us a call back, okay?
Thank you very much. Have a wonderful weekend.
You're welcome.
We'll
and also, remember, business days are not weekends or holidays.
Right.
So there may be a bit of a delay since we are approaching the holiday weekend coming up, sir.
Okie dokie. Thank you very much.
Welcome,
hopefully this will take care of it, right?
Again, that should take care of it, but if for some reason if it's still not being received or nothing's been emailed to you with a status about that, give us a call back, okay?
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're
Have a
welcome,
wonderful day.
Sir.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling customer support.
Thank you. Bye-bye.